Good morning. Simon, we're looking at Chayyotim Cholam Beis Simon Chavches. So, we mentioned in the beginning that the Kohen only has a chiyuv midoraisa to be nosek kapayim once a day. So once he was nosek kapayim once, he has no chiyuv. He's walking home and there's another shul, and they're holding a duchen, and he has no chiyuv to go in and duchen with them. But he's allowed to, if he so wishes, to be nosek kapayim a second time. It's not osur. He has no chiyuv to, but it's not osur. So therefore, if that second minyan does not have any kohen for nosek kapayim, and they would like him to step in and duchen for them, he's allowed to do so. It's not considered bal tosif. The kiddush over here is not considered bal tosif. The mitzvah is to do it a certain way. Now you're adding on to the mitzvah. The mitzvah of the Torah is to do it once, you're doing it a second time. It's like adding on to the mitzvah. And the Torah twice says there's an issur not to be moisiv onto the mitzvahs, not to do the mitzvahs in a fashion of more than what the Torah required you to do. So the answer is that the Tosfos says that that's the only problem if a person is going to change the mitzvah. The example which the Sifri gives is a person is going to add on a section into the tefillin. So the Torah says it's four sections in the tefillin, four parshias. I'm going to add a fifth parsha, a fifth section. I'm going to make five sitzes. I'm going to make four brachas and brichas kahanin. Yivarechacha, Yisa, Yair, and Yisa, and Yisa Hashem Aleichem, Chachem Elapomim, beautiful bracha. You're adding another bracha, you're changing the mitzvah. That's the Yisra Bal Tosef. But to do the mitzvah a second time is not the Yisra Bal Tosef, even though you're not Mechayiv, it's not considered Bal Tosef. So that's how Tosef understands in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. What we do, that this halacha that a kohen can do it more than once, he says it's not considered a problem about Tosef. Okay, now what about a kohen shaloi, his baladayin, but tzibra higil, and tzibra kapayin. You walk into the shul, you have not davened yet, and they get to the Nesi's Kapayim. So Noisei Kapo, V'chakach Mispalo. So even though he has not davened yet, he will join the Tzibur and do Nesi's Kapayim. And then he gets davened V'mishir Shayavar's Mantvila. He's worried about, by the time they finish Duchening, it's going to be pretty late, and it's going to be too late for his Mantvila. So Yalachut Yispalo, he has a right to step out and not Duchen with them. He cannot be in the room while they're calling the Kohanim to go up, and he's not going up. He's being mevatel the mitzvah same when he does that. But he steps out before they call it Kohanim. So he's not there when they call it Kohanim. So the Amor Lehem was not said to him. The mitzvah only takes effect once they say to the Kohen something. So when we call to the Kohen and say, Kohen, do your job, the Kohen must respond with the brachas. If he doesn't, he's mevatel the mitzvah say. If he wasn't there when we said it, so that it's not a problem. If, however, he's about to step out and they say, Kohen, go do your job, they tell him, go laulus, chai laulus, avshiyer is mantvila, the mitzvah of duchening will override mantvila. Why? The tvila d'rabbanon, the seiskapayim in a Torah, the mitzvah of tvila is d'rabbanon, the mitzvah of seiskapayim is d'rais. So the mitzvah d'rais of the seiskapayim will override. He's worried about now it's a conflict between two derises, Kriya Shema on one side and Birchas Kohanim on the other side. So what should you do? Since there are many opinions that are told that you're meeker than your yard, say Kriya Shema with the first pasuk. If he can get the first pasuk in before he gets up to the duchen, which usually that would be so then he should do so. Okay. We're going to do a few more halachas about the Tzias Kapayim. The next siman deals with the focus that the Kohanim have to have on the Tzias Kapayim. And then he turns around and discusses the focus that the Tzibur has to have on the Tzias Kapayim as well. And that will be the end point in Siman Chavtes, the Siman Lam, and the Siman Lam and Aleph. And then we will finish the halachas of the Tzias Kapayim.